Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News. The big tech show CES kicking off this weekend in Las Vegas. It's also becoming a bit of a car show, says ABC's Mike DeBusky.
Honda is expected to announce a new series of electric vehicles at CES 2024. It comes after that company last year nixed a partnership with General Motors to develop low-cost EVs. Last year, Honda debuted the Afeela, an electric sedan co-developed with Sony. BMW, Mercedes, and Hyundai also have events planned, but the big three American car makers are skipping the show, canceling plans to attend after last summer's United Auto Workers strike. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
At the Golden Globes, Oppenheimer was a big winner, taking five awards, including Robert Downey Jr. taking Best Supporting Actor in a Drama on stage, thanking his agents.
For my dueling career counsels, Raskin and Dunlap, they had the gall to say that I needed to restart my career. It's so fun proving agents right.
Emma Stone's Poor Things beating Barbie, winning Best Comedy or Musical. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Republican state lawmakers will unveil their medical marijuana bill today at press conferences around the state. Governor Tony Evers is signaling he'll sign the bill. Evers and Democrats in the legislature have called for legalized recreational use of cannabis, something that's opposed by Republicans. $1 million bail is set on the Milwaukee man who shot a police officer during a standoff and shootout. Prosecutors say Harrell Martin exchanged gunfire with officers last week Tuesday during the standoff and shootout on the city's northwest side. That led to 38-year-old officer Dan Morrell being hit in the leg with a bullet. And an early Sunday morning earthquake shook northern Wisconsin. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2.5 magnitude quake was about 6 miles underground and about 2.5 miles northeast of Mole Lake near Crandon. The Forest County Sheriff's Office reported no damage and no injuries. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow on the way, mainly tonight and tomorrow, with about 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down. Some light snow showers today. We'll get to around 32 tonight. Snow likely. Temperatures dropping into the upper 20s tomorrow. More snow with a high right around 31. If you need help with back taxes, give Tax Solutions Now a call. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We were all down at Margie's Bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song, it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. With his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Yeah.
beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
About this heart of mine, all my hurt's gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind. I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you, from now on, think I'll lay low. Talk fast, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until I get over. I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill. But I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through.
In the hits all day long. Real Country 1430.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more. Don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy.
Bedford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Smiling Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mel Tillis, Coca-Cola Cowboy, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Do have some snow on the way. Details this hour with our Ag Weather forecast. Also be talking with John Zander as well with Compeer Financial in our Newsmaker segment. And we'll also have a chance to get an update on our markets from the overnights. That coming up at about 6:30. Reminder, tomorrow, the Dunn County Farm Service Agency and Natural Resource Conservation Service, they're having an open house in Dunn County. That's going to be over at the USDA offices at 390 Red Cedar Street in Menominee. You're going to be able to meet all of the staff as well, talk about some of the different programs as well. This is not just for Dunn County folks as well. There'll be residents and staff from Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Barron counties. Will also be there as well. So if you're in any one of those counties, you can also head on over to Menominee tomorrow for the Farm Service Agency's open house. Again, that's at the USDA office, 390 Red Cedar Street in Menominee. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, Happy New Year. Dairy farmers have a lot of anxiety about 2024. The December Class 3 milk price headed south last week, and January and February futures are in the 15s.
It is certainly not a rosy picture starting this new year. You're right, Lee. Those Class 3 futures values are not very rosy for farmers looking to make profits in 2024, especially coming off of a 2023 that wasn't that great. The big issue right now is cheese prices. We saw cheese prices dip below the 140 mark the week of Christmas. And while we've seen some recovery so far, prices are still well below long-term averages. It's largely due to adequate supply in cheese and pretty muted demand that has seen us not find any kind of bullish factors to really motivate that price of cheese. I do think that Q1, though, will be the lowest prices of the year. There is some hope for some resurgence in demand into the middle and end of the year. And also, it's a story about milk supply. In the U.S., we've seen several consecutive months of lower milk production. And when we look around the world, it's a similar story. Europe posted a pretty significant decline in October, and we anticipate that European milk will also be lower throughout the first half of this year. New Zealand may be a little bit higher on a solids basis, but still not an extraordinary season for New Zealand. Opposite this tight global milk supply, though, we do continue to wait for global demand to return. We've still seen some pretty quiet behavior from most regions around the globe. At this point, we kind of spin our wheels here and wait for some signs that could provide maybe a bit of resurgence in these prices. Overall, across the whole complex, expecting very slow, but hopefully some steady gains into the second, third, and fourth quarters. So while it might be brutal right now, there is some hope that 2024 will turn out to be a better year than 23 for dairy farmers.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
As farmers close the books on 2023, many of those spreadsheets are showing that overall U.S. farm income in 2023 came down significantly.
But it came down from a level in 2022 that was record high.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says net cash income for producers in 2023 will end up coming in 21% drop from 2022, but
still well above the average of the last couple decades. And an interesting fact here is also that the last three consecutive years of farm income are the highest three farm income years in my lifetime.
Lifetime. So, Seth, really, how old are you?
I'm not as young as I like to think I am. How about that?
Okay, all right. But we did check the income report, and 2021, 22, and 3 were the highest three consecutive farm income years in 50 years, Seth. Nonetheless, with that 20% plus income decline in 2023, it looks like producers are going to need to tighten their financial belts a bit more in 2024. Seth Meyer says commodity prices continue to soften going into this new year, and he told us,
for this crop that we're marketing right now, every major crop generally showing falling commodity prices in this marketing year. And I think, absent some other external disruption, we're going to have challenging prices in the coming year and a challenging margins when it comes to things like break even for things like corn and soybeans.
And so Meyer says that in this next year,
farmers are going to have to be on their marketing game. They're going to have to be paying attention a lot more to that margin and that cost, because I suspect margins may tighten for a lot of major crops. A lot more will be on the line with the marketing.
Especially since input prices continue to stay historically high. So Seth Meyer says farm sector income is in for another downturn in 2024, but he does not expect any kind of major farm crisis situation.
I think you've had three really good years in the farm sector, which gives me some confidence that producers will be able to manage a downturn because they're in a good position to do so.
The value of farm sector assets is starting the new year up almost 7% from a year ago and is projected to grow faster than farm debt. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering over my head, that chill the day and hide the sun, that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me, rain is falling on the meadow, where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing,
ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Marty Robbins and Ribbon of Darkness here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 30 in downtown Durant. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're mixed. February up 8 at 1561. March up 7 to 1623. April steady at 17 even. May milk down 6 at 1759. Cheese markets from Friday were lower. Barrels down a half to 141. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 143 and a half. 14 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 7.5 to 257. 7.5 4 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 117 and a quarter, 9 trades. Dry whey up a half to 41 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could be mostly higher to start out the week. After the triple-digit losses from last week, there's that snowstorm as well that's moving through the middle part of the country. That could adversely affect some of the feedlots and some of the weights, and so that's should help the markets. Hog markets, they're expected to open mostly mixed today. The trade continuing to expand some of their long positions, but they are also watching the hog supply and demand. February live cattle open the day at 170.57, April 173.40, June 170.55, January feeder cattle open at 223.12, March 224.15, April at 229.77, February hogs open at 70 even, April 76.37, May at 83.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower due to the beneficial rains in South America over the weekend. Demand concerns tied to world shipping, especially in the Red Sea. Also a big drop in energy markets this morning, also pressuring the grains. March corn down a quarter to 460 and a half. May down a half to 472 and 3/4. July down 1 to 482 and 3/4. New crop down 1 1/4 to 492 and 3/4. January beans up 3 to 1252 and 3/4. March down 5 3/4 to 1250 and a half. May down 5 1/2 to 1258 and 3/4. New crop down 3 at 1205 and a half. March soybean meal up 10 cents to 369.50. March soybean oil down 25 cents to 47.38. Chicago wheat, March, May, and July all down 10 1/4. March at 605 3/4. May at 617 1/4. July 624 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 3 1/4 to 708 3/4. May down 2 1/4 to 718. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil down 219 to 71.62. March down 215 to 71.71. And February and March gas both down 6 cents this morning, February at 204, March at 206. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.91, February $3.94, March $3.97, new crop $4.39. Cash beans $11.61, February $11.66, March $11.71, new crop $11.24. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.12 3/4, February $4.18 3/4, March $4.22 3/4, new crop $4.39. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at $4.19, February $4.19, March $4.21, new crop $4.34. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.95, February $4.00 even, March at $4.05, new crop $4.29. Cash beans $11.76, February $11.79, March $11.82, and new crop at $11.33. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.30, April $4.43, May $4.47, new crop $4.44, cash beans $12.04, April $12.31, May $12.35, new crop $11.53. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.94, new crop $4.39, cash beans $11.78, new crop $11.33. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $145 to $176, Holstein fed cattle $110 to $155, market cows $60 to $98, bulls $86 to $115, calves $170 to $610, beef steers $117 to $220, Holstein steers $82 to $195. Sheep markets, market lambs $207 and down, light lambs $260 and down, ewes $75 and down, rams $110 and down, goat markets, does $145 and down, bucks $230 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. Taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes the thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. 'Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody.
We must have a bad connection if you've got someone more than me. I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice, and if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota. Settle down with the
at night.
This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, John Zander from Compeer Financial. And we had a chance to talk with John during the Ag Lenders Conference. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Compeer Financial, along with Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. John, as we get ready for the spring planting season, boy, there's a lot of things that farmers need to be, they're probably thinking about. We have these low commodity prices. They may have corn and beans in storage, but we need to start getting ready for spring planting. So they got to start thinking about, do we keep storing this or do we sell it? Because there's a cost to store it.
Yeah, there for sure is a cost to store it, Brian. It's in I would say probably 20 years ago, that cost wasn't considered as much as it is today. Farmers have gotten more, you know, more business oriented in my mind. So yes, there's definitely a cost of storage, and what that cost is obviously depends on each farmer, but you really need to look at what you're doing today, forecast what you're going to be doing 5 months from now or 3 months from now, because believe it or not, spring is going to come. You know, it comes every year. I think the last time I checked anyway, it comes every year. So most guys are really, you know, they're really good at planning their fertilizer purchases, planning their seed purchases, and how long to store that corn or that product is something that I think some guys need to get better at. So it really needs to be a part of a big picture plan on what we're going to be doing in the coming months.
Not only that, but okay, so I have my corn in storage. Oh, I'm going to wait, but you know, to sell it, but by not selling it and getting the cash for and you know, for spring planting and operating, I'm coming to you, but now I'm paying so much more in interest because of I didn't take the cash. So that's something farmers got to think about.
Well, for sure, it's, you know, that cost of interest is, you know, depending on who you talk to, you used to say 5 years ago money was free, because it practically was, in essence, you know, rates are quote-unquote more in the traditional range right now, although I would dispute that a little bit. But yeah, that cost of operating cash has really changed the outlook on how people manage that crop for financing purchases down the road. Because, I'm supposed to sell money, and I apologize if I don't, but I'm supposed to. But people need to take a more in-depth look at how they make those purchases, and maybe selling that crop before you normally would to help offset those spring inputs is a good practice right now, just because of the cost of money.
Talking with John Zander with Compeer Financial. And John, for farmers to decide this, they aren't alone. They can give you a call. You'll come out to the farm and sit down and let's just look at everything and talk about it. And that's probably the first step that farmers really need to do.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not alone. Anybody, as a general rule in our office, you know, if you call up your lender with Compeer Financial, they'll be more than happy Nobody likes to sit in an office, to be honest with you. I'd be more than happy, or my colleagues be more than happy to come out and visit with you. You know, put together some sort of a projection. Maybe it's just even a back-of-the-envelope type projection. But to put together some projection on what the money would cost you if you borrow it, what it would cost you to carry that crop, or what it would cost you to sell that crop now and pay cash. Or use some other form of credit, so to speak, because there are some 0% opportunities out there, I guess. And in years like this or times like this when cost of money is more expensive, maybe those are good opportunities to take advantage of. It's all part of the picture.
You know, I mean, I've just got done seeing the new office. I would think you'd like to be in there. I mean, but I do agree. I you know, after a while, I get tired of being in a 12 by 12 room, too. It starts to get a little bit crazy. I like to get out and about. I will admit with that. For dairy farmers, this is going to be another challenging year. We still have challenging milk prices. Again, that cost of production, really looking at the balance sheet, is something farmers need to be doing and working with their lenders, right?
Yeah, I'm hesitant to say this, but in my crystal ball, I see 24 as being a more challenging year than 23, personally, just because of you know, getting back to talking about inputs and purchasing inputs. In my opinion, in 23, people's cost of production was partially hidden because there were so many prepays going on in 22 for the calendar year of 23. And we have some of that going into 24, but not to the extent that we did in 23. So I think 24 is going to be a more difficult year financially for dairy farmers than 23 was.
So again, give John a call or give any of the lenders up at Compere Financial a call. They'll come out to the farm and help you get ready for the upcoming spring planting season and the upcoming year as well. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Snow and winter-like weather on the way in our ag weather forecast. The snow will arrive today as that big storm system from the plains continues to move to the east. Now, the highest accumulations will be in the southern part of the WRDN listing area. Another chance for light snow will happen Wednesday night with another large system arriving in the region Friday into Saturday. Right now, those systems, though, still look to stay south and east of the area with lesser impacts for the region. Temperature drops, though, behind the weekend system with single-digit highs and sub-zero lows next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs mid-30s, southeast winds at around 10, shifting to the east. Tonight, a winter weather advisory goes into effect for Pepin, Goodhue, and Eau Claire counties. Winter storm watches are in effect for Wabasha, Buffalo, Trempealeau counties, and areas to the south. Snow after midnight, 1 to 2 inches possible, higher amounts to the south. Lows will be near 30, east winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, snow with blowing snow in the afternoon, 1 to 2 inches possible. Again, higher amounts to the south with highs in the low 30s. North winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tuesday night, cloudy with a patchy blowing snow in the evening and lows in the low 20s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. For Wednesday, cloudy, highs upper 20s. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs low 20s.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of
part of the life we live.